start with Genesis from Silverhawk. To begin, Genesis is defined as the beginning or origin. This booklet of writing thus engages.
Eton present in the light of our holy God. Please allow us to clear the room. The closer we get to the cataclysmic activities, do we need to do something about the sound equipment?
We might try switching mics to see what happens.
Very good.
Move the button up to the top.
Where is the one that simply plugs into the machine?
It is broken.
Are we all with us?
Settle her back down. We're not doing well with this one. Overly, I don't think it's working.
Testing one, two. Testing one, two, three.
We got it on home switch. Switch was not made to contact.
Let's try again. It'll take just a moment. We're having a bad time. You know, these days are a little bit hard on our people. Norma doesn't wish to be here. I don't blame her. I'm having a little trouble with her. She's going to take on the world very much like Ray Rennick. And Randy Weaver, you're going to have to kill me to get me out of here. Well, we wouldn't want to put our sheriffs in that position. I appreciate the feeling, but I'm sorry, precious ones. We don't need any more dead martyrs, and I can't work with this machine.
Give it to Orberly. Give me the other thing.
Are we hearing me better now?
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be really any time before we get here to test it either. As you all know, we go from daylight to dark and around the clock. I would remind all of you that if you perceive that you are not participating or that you don't get to see things or that you are not given to touch or feel, I wish you would ponder it a little bit. How do you know what you are witnessing or experiencing while you are asleep? How often do you stop and spend more than a few seconds peering at the heavens? Ones will say, well, why is it that you would choose times of astral or heavenly activities that are anticipated as far as meteorites or eclipses, etc.? Obviously, so that you are looking. We have quite a lot to share this day.
Minor?
Yes.
Excuse me. Speaking about filling the sky, how do you explain this laser lights at Tartan City every night for 2 weeks now, projected to the sky, sort of like still blue or still green color?
How do I explain them?
What are those?
They're laser lights.
What are they for?
We'll get into it, RJ.
Oh, thanks.
I don't mean to be abrupt. There's so much coming down in your world. It's very hard to be, even for me, to be happy and joke when on Monday your ones are going to witness a phenomenal event. You're even going to help the sons of you-know-who. The Russians are going to launch a missile. And it's going to circle around here and there and jump all over, and then it's going to splash down off Washington somewhere. And it's going to be filled, quote, with toys, etc. They just want to get your attention. You don't know what's on it. More than that, the orders have come down to have all tracking devices turned off. That, quote, this is a friendly gesture. And it's an advertising event. And the Russians always, quote, do things in a big way. They sure do. 5 days they're going to play with that missile before they splash her down. Well, is it going to hurt us? What difference does it make to you, I wonder? You're not going to do anything about it anyway. You better just pray very hard. It's just another one of the games of control and power. And regardless of what happens with the missile, they are telling you everything you need to know about their power. That they can literally control a missile and you can do nothing about it. And they can keep it in the air as long as they need to. Does anybody even conceive of what kind of technology this requires to launch a missile, maintain it in any kind of orbit, and they don't even intend to put it in orbit? Is going to do didos for you. And I think maybe that before I go further, I should welcome ones who've not shared with us before. And I apologize for having you come and possibly experience with us for the first time and have such heavy subjects to speak about. But it's a heavy time. You've elected the puppet that will allow the global government to move in. It already has moved in. Just hold a minute. I'm so preoccupied, I'm sorry. My attention is really drawn elsewhere. I hope you realize I've got the gang here, however, and maybe if Rick would like to share his pictures with you. I don't know if you have handy the overlays or the cards that you're doing. I would like Rick to share with you, because Sananda stands here with me. And had we started off a little bit differently today, he would have just spoken this. You ones must have your confirmations. And as ones become speakers or receivers for various ones of the hosts, signs, symbols, confirmations are always given. And as you open up into understanding, they become very, very visible. And then they become visible to all eyes. You're not alone. God stands with you constantly. And it doesn't matter what ones out there say about some commander or another. It doesn't change one iota of the truth of it. And I need really just to be silent a moment if Rick would like to take this and explain what he's showing.
Thank you, Commander. I'll pass 2 8.5 by 11 black and white pictures of Sananda around. One is Zita's and one is mine. We got them at the same time from the same source 5 years ago. And you'll notice that the one now has gold leaf throughout it. I'll also pass around a card that we are reproducing, which speaks for itself. So I'll slowly pass around all of these things if you be a little patient.
Sananda is simply a state of being. This bothers a lot of people. Why do you bumble and stumble over names? Well, I'm showing you why you're bumbling and stumbling over names. You are trained so well by what the teachers tell you and by the restrictions placed on both God and the Holy Bible that you are not aware any longer of even the possibilities that something may not be correct. Now, we're writing on the Khazarians, Russia, Gog, Magog. This is dangerous material for my ones to handle. It's bad enough to have the CIA after you, or the FBI, or the Mossad. But friends, when you are writing that which reveals and uncovers the adversary himself, it is very, very dangerous. And they pull you down in any way that they can, preferably to pull you away from your realization of truth. It happens constantly. And ones who believe that they have the capability of withstanding this kind of bombardment and can hold to this image or this idea that is given to you in the more orthodox religious doctrines. I'm not talking about spirituality, I'm talking about religious doctrines that somehow have become from the teachings of the great teacher who came to show you that there was no death, there is only life, and to remind you of the laws of God called Christed. And that through the Christed teachings is the only way you're going to make it, brothers. When you dump your responsibility and that burden on the back of a crucified man, you're erring. You cannot save the spirit through the physical. The spirit needs cleansing by the actions of the man in the spiritual truth of goodness. And what is going on in your world, from your fantasy parades in Key West, Florida, where you taunt the very greatest gift God has given to man, and that of procreation. You dirty it, you soil it, and you contaminate it by your allowance of it. And yet, how do you stop it? Obviously, you've gone so far that it's very, very difficult. And many of you say, well, everyone has a right to experience as they choose. Yes, they do. I want to remind you of something, however. You nor they have any right to experience that which damages another. And to have copulating animals on a float with children dressed up like them is wrong. And you are advertising Satan all the way down the street. You are absolutely advertising that you are a tool. Oh, but I don't really believe that. That's make-believe. That is truth. He who wears the sign reveals the truth. I'm sorry about it. Because you've been told that it's okay. Many doctrines will tell you it's okay as long as you lie or fudge just a little bit, as long as you give 10% of whatever you gain through that fudging. To who? Oh, well, to God. Oh. How many of you give to God? I could swear myself that I see it going into the church's coffers for building fund, for the preacher, for whatever. And when you get into the higher ranks of churches, my friends, when you come to the hierarchy structure of, say, the Mormon church or the Catholic church, I believe you must realize that you have one heck of a lot of tithing coming in. And where you have assets, you have evil. I'm not talking about keeping on, keeping on. I am talking about trillions of dollars exchanging hands. I am talking about buying banks and funneling money for arms for war. I think maybe we would just do better to ask Oberle to read a little bit, and then we'll have more basis to make conversation. You're going to have a massive war starting pretty soon. Islam is going to rise up. And you have the massive, massive Mongolian orange or origined people in this war. These are coming down from the Rush or the Rus. Or let us put it where it's at, the Rosh. And as we write, the mind goes, you know, 100 miles an hour and says, Rosh. Does that have anything to do with Rosh Hashanah? Of course it does. You ones are going to have to face the reality of the origins of those that confront you and those ancestors of whom some of you are, and only then can you come into balance. Now you're getting a massive show of power, but you're going to find that some of the more heinous leaders of what we will call actually a Christian movement are going to come from the darkest of energy forms, a predominant one being Gaddafi. And at some point, just as Nostradamus has revealed to you, if you know how to translate him, he has said that his sons themselves would kill him. and then you will have even greater war. It's a time of revealing all of these things. And yet we sit here today with a monetary collapse over your head. A Christmas surprise, a December surprise. You're going to find that the German money is absolutely identical and is the global currency to that of New Zealand and Australia and some other places. You're going to find that in the military in Germany, for instance, the chits or the little coupons that they have been paying their soldiers so that they could go into the cities and the villages and have an exchange have been exchanged. And all they did was exchange color in that instance. But they certainly did recoup a lot of money. You can still expect gold to go up. I don't even like discussing these subjects because you ones get so hung up on your money and your things. To really pull this off on you, they determined that they had to hold the market, support it some way, and push it up to 3,500 was their goal. At that time, the ones with money will be purchasing gold as their security. Hopefully in exchange for dollars, which will then be exchanged and sorted out, exchanged for this new global currency. It has a metallic strip through it on one side, micro dashes on the other. Bears total code. Anybody touching that paper is coded into a computer. They will know exactly who got it, where it has been, and how many times it has exchanged hands. That is global currency. And you will note that it first has been distributed through the Bank of England. Much of it exchanged through the Royal Bank of Canada, which is, of course, the Bank of England. While you diddle around wondering what this prince or that prince and Lady Diana are doing, they're really putting one over on you. Now, they've laid the groundwork for you so that you can have all the confirmation you can stomach. They've told you that way back in the 1700s, Russia put an incredible amount of gold into the Bank of England. And a few months ago, here they came wagging their little tails and saying, "We want our money." That is now worth trillions of dollars with the price of gold increase and the interest. Is there actually any at all? It doesn't matter. The bargain was that if they had to get the proper person into office in the United States of America, they would purchase the entire amount of the American United States, that is, debt. Because you see, you're becoming the United States of Socialist Russia of America, a fascist government. Isn't it interesting to note they didn't have to pay it?
They still have it to hold over your head. They never had to pay it. You marched right along to the drum. And now you're witnessing all the silly antics of the politicians trying to cover their bases and cover their assets and cover this and cover that and lie some more, steal some more, push some more. Has anybody seen the picture of the house that is going to be given or gifted or loaned for Clinton's California residence? What in the world are they talking about? Well, I'm telling you, it is a palace, isn't it? Now, do you suppose that those business people who own that don't get anything for it? Are you that blind? No. Neither are your brothers, but what can you do about it? Well, you're going to have to do it through ballots, aren't you? Because I can remind you, you can't do it with bullets. And what you're seeing reflected in the night skies are simple beam systems. They're showing you their power. And you're retaliating with yours. And you call it joint venture so that nobody gets suspicious. So why don't you please read? I want to talk about the Japanese incident in Puerto Rico.
I'll try to read with this microphone. Does it seem to be coming back there okay?
Yeah.
I presume you wanted me to start at Nostradamus?
Start wherever we started.
Right.
Everybody will enjoy Nostradamus. It's about Gaddafi.
Okay. Now let us turn to the Nostradamus unfolding of current events. You are walking on eggshells already, and this is not the worst to come. This is just begins to put the players and the timing in place for your consideration. Thank you, DJ, for your continued labor and love. Indeed, precious, it is the time of publicly sharing, for the hourglass is empty and lay there on its side awaiting the destruction or the turning. Dharma, I believe, for clarity and to disallow any misperceptions, that this information flows like some river of invisible channeling, it will be best to simply reprint excerpts from the original document. There are some personal references, and those will remain private. Quoting, salutations. What I am sending is very difficult for me to write. I recommend Leone not because he is always right, but for the fact he left the French in original form. I pray that I myself am wrong. In fact, I want to be wrong. As I sent you earlier, there is a method to my madness. Genghis Khan had three sons, among whom he divided up his empire. Now just read on, and I will tie it all together for you. Then she gives the old French quatrain, which I won't even try to read. And then she says, now there could conceivably be two interpretations of this quatrain, and I will give you both of them. The first translation is, religion in the name of the seas to overcome, against the sect of the sons of Luna Gaddafi, the obstinate wretched sect to fear, too will be wounded by Aleph and Aleph. Second and most correct. Religion in the name of the seas will be overcome. Against the sect of the sons of Muslim Gaddafi, the obstinate wretched sect is to be feared. Two will be wounded by the one, God and America.
I take it this thing's folded.
No, it was fine.
The religion in the name of the seas is Christianity. In French, F-I-L-S, fils, means just that, sons, children of his body, not followers. And yes, Gaddafi...
You have to stay right on the mic.
I think I'm out of power. I think I need to change the battery. Can we... Perhaps you might speak a minute while I do that.
What I really feel like speaking about is the sound equipment. Isn't it amazing how spoiled we get?
Thank you.
3 years we shout and scream at you and Norma can't talk for 4 days, and then we get some toys. And then we get some more sophisticated toys, and now we're back to shouting and screaming. We do need it, though. Because as we do meet, and realizing that it's a little embarrassing, especially for ones who come for the first time, because we don't have any kind of organization. We have jobs to do, and then we meet when we can for some mutual support and some instructions and some sharing and some planning. And I know that ones want to come and have some religious experience. Isn't that what you're supposed to get out of all of these other things, all these other groups? And I have nothing to offer you but total spirituality and a relationship with God, and you're responsible for it. So sometimes it's very, very disappointing, and many ones we only see once, very briefly. Nothing's asked of anyone except to please clear the space when they come in, because all ones bring the dark adversary with them into a room if he can hitch a ride. Now that does not bother me, because pretty soon they start going. And you have to remember that when they go, they will always try to take their person with them. Now that's just part of it. So hold that in your hearts when you come here. Everyone is welcome. But you have to understand that we don't catch up even on spirituality. We have to discuss what's at point and what's at issue. And then as we draw a meeting to a close, we try to have some questions and some time to discuss possibilities. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so. Rewind a second here and start again with this paragraph. The religion in the name of the seas is Christianity. In French, F-I-L-S, fils, means just that, sons, children of his body, not followers. And yes, Gaddafi does have sons. He keeps his family well hidden, even from...
Right into the microphone, please.
Well, I'm right into the microphone. I don't know the answer.
Thank you, Commander. We'll use this other microphone. And yes, Gaddafi does have sons. He keeps his family well hidden, even from the CIA. And he has reason for revenge, the murder of his little daughter. Most Americans do not understand even the reasons behind what is called a fedayeen, literally translates to sacrificers. There is no greater honor in Islamic religion than to die for or in the name of Allah. Gaddafi, if it is any consolation prize, will be done in by his own sons, hoisted by his own petard, so to speak. His surname means, quote, the vomiter of blood. His hands and monies financed the assassination of Anwar Sadat for signing a peace treaty with Israel, the assassination of Lord Mountbatten by the Irish Republic Army, who assassinated Lord Guinness for offering a reward for terrorists. He and Yasser Arafat are big-time buddies, witness the rescue of Gaddafi, did of him only recently. His hand supplies money to Noriega in Panama, but Gaddafi is not the stooge that the press makes of him. He is intelligent and dangerous. Libya owns land in Brazil. There are over 11,000 Libyan students in the USA. Many majored in nuclear physics. Israel left open a back door when they procured the necessary plutonium from a West Germany nuclear plant, and Libya quickly acquired 44 pounds of weapons-grade plutonium. It is all given in a program called Terror Incorporated on the Discovery Channel. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, which just happened to have Abdu Nidal and his sleazeballs there, they ran to Libya. Shooting cripples in wheelchairs is nothing to what they can and will do. One of the best documented pieces of work ever done, called The Libyan Revolution, outlines all the moves made. It cost one of the authors, Ruth Jones, her life. Gaddafi had her assassinated for writing the book. As for nuclear weapons, if I have interpreted Michelle accurately, the initial attack will not come over the DEW, the dew line. They don't need to. You can now put a nuclear warhead in a suitcase built right here in this country and set a time lock on it. It is the work of children. Perhaps you have all forgotten the Manhattan Project. How many know that American mercenaries are making their fortunes in Libya, teaching them special forces ways? Libya also sent men to East Germany's Nazi training camp to further their studies. When the Berlin Wall came down, they all disappeared. Three guesses where they went, and the first two do not count. When Bush was the head of the CIA, he referred to Gaddafi as, quote, a cancer that needs to be cut out. Now, obviously, their surgery was not very successful, was it? As you might have noticed, Gaddafi has been keeping a very low profile since 1987. That will only last for another 2 years. He is quietly stocking up an arsenal that will bring the world as we know it to its knees. Do you know that the holy Muslim month of Ramadan is June, or that July 4th, 1999 falls on a Sunday? How bitter the gall to be nuked on the 4th, don't you think? It is merely a compilation of data with correlation to the scriptures and the computations of Michel Nostradami. Could he do it? Yes, sure he could. We were not too worried about Hitler either, remember? He was just a frustrated artist and ne'er-do-well. Nothing to worry about, a fanatic, a fruitcake overfilled. No, Hitler was no one to worry about. And I will give you this from the Epistle to King Henry II of France by Michel. Titled Epistle to King Henry, paragraph 34, quote, "And a new incursion will be made by the maritime shores, wishing to deliver the Sierra Morena from the first Mahometan recapture. Their assaults will not all be in vain, and the place which was once the abode of Abraham will be assaulted by persons who hold the Jovellus in veneration. And the city of Achim will be surrounded and assailed on all sides by a most powerful force of warriors. Their maritime forces will be weakened by the Westerners, and great desolation will fall upon this realm. Its great cities will be depopulated, and those who enter within will fall under the vengeance of God. Achim, this is Mecca, phonetically spelled and backwards. You will remember Abraham, father of those of Islam. And why would Saudi Arabia be attacked? It was Mecca. This is a holy Islamic city. West of Mecca is not Israel, but Egypt. And then west of Egypt is, of course, Libya. But first Libya will take Egypt. Egypt is rather like Reformed Islamics. They are not Orthodox, which gets those Orthodox Islams very, very upset. And they do not force women to wear face veils and cover themselves wrist to ankles. Saudi Arabia is not so strict either, and for them to have charge of the holy city of Mecca is enough fuel for the flames. And they are flames that Gaddafi will fan and fan well. He has gone from a handsome young colonel to the ugly physiognomy of which Nostradamus spoke, dark, as in dusky skin tones. Everywhere in the Middle East, Gaddafi has his hands in the troublemaking, like the executions of Palestinians, who indeed do want peace. You must understand the dynamics of jihad, a holy war, that Muhammad called for against those of Israel and the Christians. And Isu Emmanuel is revered as a prophet to them. Muhammad once said, "Do not harm either Christian or Hebrew, for I will be there to accuse you on Judgment Day." Well, he sort of changed his mind when he was ridiculed, and the Crusaders of old were butchers. No other word for it, they prayed on their knees with their sword points down, the handles as a cross. Then spilled billions of gallons of blood in the name of the Christ child. The missed point being that this was all a very long time ago, and Christian, Islamic, Hebrew, infidel, and pagan will all be pulled into this mess by the few. And the many will die, and horribly too, and your religion won't matter if you are not for what they want. Then you are against them. I give you fair warning that the gods of Hannibal are to be reborn. They were crocodilian. Now, where in the world do crocodiles come from? I mean, besides down under. The Nile, of course, and that is a literal wording. Human sacrifice was all the rage of Hannibal's time. The Phoenicians were savage and took torture to a height few realize. Even in the town of Emmanuel, a prisoner of war had his eye put out, such as Saul had. He only had one eye. These were the ways of the time.
Maybe I'll remove that.
I didn't.
It isn't so hard to blind a man, is it, with only one eye, with a laser light? Go ahead.
These were the ways of the times. Physical pain gets people's attention real quick. By studying history, one learns all the cute little tricks of the trade used then. I mention these things for people to begin to have a sense of what will happen when this comes to pass. Most have never even seen a dead body. Our society has euthanized all of it, let alone ever seen a beheading or someone being fed alive to crocodiles. As for children being devoured by animals, in the state in which I live, we've had abandoned dogs form packs and kill several children. Now, what about all our zoos? A Bengal tiger weighs in at about 475 pounds. It's Winchester time. Repeating, thank you. They eat about 60 pounds of raw meat a day. This is only one example of carnivores in our zoos, not to mention deadly snakes not found naturally in this country, or any of the rest. What do any of you think dogs gone feral are going to do? Open a can of alcohol? No. The hand that fed is indeed going to be feeding them, just with a bit of macabre twist to it. I started out to prove this all wrong, a hoax and pish-tosh. Ain't it just the biggest bunch of BS? Only it didn't turn out that way. The more facts I uncovered, the creepier it got, and it continues to get more creepy. After Watergate, Irangate, the Iraq scandal, all the rest. Can anyone honestly think that the heads of our government really care about America and much less its citizens? Just why was the representative shut up as soon as she blew the whistle on FEMA for $30 billion annually for bomb shelters? Bomb shelters? For whom? And why did the stealth fighter jump from $247 million to $2.3 billion? That's a 1,600% increase. And then to $5.2 billion in 2 months? That's a difference of $5 billion difference. Now, can anyone really believe these figures? It is money being embezzled to save the assets of the top brass, who, by the way, are your enemies. Has anyone heard of FEMA's response to this? Because there was not one. How do I know about the increase? I wrote my senator and asked him what the devil was going on. Funny thing is, though, neither state senator responded to the inquiry regarding FEMA and the bomb shelters. Salut.
We'll get our pile of information and then we'll pick it
up. This is the reading from Saturday, November the 14th, this very morning. Blessed children, how my very soul goes out to you as you come into awakening. Dharma, hold strong and stay the course. When a cup holds bitterness, it must be empty before the clean and perfect wine can replace it. Thy wine awaits but the cleansing of the vessel, and that means that we must see the journey through in God's will, for suicide is for the quitter, not the soldier in God's army. Remember that the key term suiciding by another is called murder. We ask that no one give any reason for another to commit suiciding upon any of you or any of our people. They must be seen for that which they are, and for those who serve, realize for whom they are required to do their dastardly deeds. I ask that the tapes from the phone line, the 800 number messages, be recorded onto print each day.
Start with Genesis from Silverhawk. To begin, Genesis is defined as the beginning or origin. This booklet of writing thus engages.
Aton present in the light of our holy God. Please allow us to clear the room. The closer we get to the cataclysmic activities, do we need to do something about the sound equipment?
We might try switching mics to see what happens.
Very good.
Move the button up to the top.
Where is the one that simply plugs into the machine?
It is broken.
Are we all with us? Settle her back down. We're not doing well with this one. Overly, I don't think it's working.
Testing one, two. Testing one, two, three.
We got a home switch. Switch was not made to count.
Let's try again. It'll take just a moment. We're having a bad time. You know, these days are a little bit hard on our people. Norma doesn't wish to be here. I don't blame her. I'm having a little trouble with her. She's going to take on the world very much like Ray Rennick.
And Randy Weaver, you're going to have to kill me to get me out of here. Well, we wouldn't want to put our sheriffs in that position. I appreciate the feeling, but I'm sorry, precious ones. We don't need any more dead martyrs, and I can't work with this machine. Give it over. Give me the other thing.
Are we hearing me better now?
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be really any time before we get here to test it either. As you all know, we go from daylight to dark and around the clock. I will remind all of you that if you perceive that you are not participating, or that you don't get to see things, or that you are not given to touch or feel, I wish you would ponder it a little bit. How do you know what you are witnessing or experiencing while you are asleep? How often do you stop and spend more than a few seconds peering at the heavens? Ones will say, well, why is it that you would choose times of astral or heavenly activities that are anticipated as far as meteorites or eclipses, etc., obviously so that you are looking. We have quite a lot to share this day.
Minor?
Yes.
Excuse me. Speaking about the feeling in the sky, how do you explain this laser lights at Carson City every night for 2 weeks now, projected to the sky, sort of like still blue or still green color?
How do I explain them?
What are those?
They're laser lights.
What are they for?
We'll get into it, RJ. Oh,
thanks.
I don't mean to be abrupt. There's so much coming down in your world. It's very hard to be, even for me, to be happy and joke when on Monday your ones are going to witness a phenomenal event. You're even going to help the sons of you-know-who. The Russians are going to launch a missile. And it's going to circle around here and there and jump all over, and then it's going to splash down off Washington somewhere. And it's going to be filled, quote, with toys, etc. They just want to get your attention. You don't know what's on it. More than that, the orders have come down to have all tracking devices turned off. That, quote, this is a friendly gesture. And it's an advertising event. And the Russians always, quote, do things in a big way. They sure do. 5 days they're going to play with that missile before they splash her down. Well, is it going to hurt us? What difference does it make to you, I wonder? You're not going to do anything about it anyway. You better just pray very hard. It's just another one of the games of control and power. And regardless of what happens with the missile, they are telling you everything you need to know about their power. That they can literally control a missile, and you can do nothing about it. And they can keep it in the air as long as they need to. Does anybody even conceive a
what kind of technology this requires to launch a missile, maintain it in any kind of orbit, and they don't even intend to put it in orbit, is going to do didos for you. And I think maybe that before I go further, I should welcome ones who've not shared with us before. And I apologize for having you come and possibly experience with us for the first time and have such heavy subjects to speak about. But it's a heavy time. You've elected the puppet that will allow the global government to move in. It already has moved in. Just hold a minute. I'm so preoccupied, I'm sorry. My attention is really drawn elsewhere. I hope you realize I've got the gang here, however, and maybe if Rick would like to share his pictures with you. I don't know if you have handy the overlays or the cards that you're doing. I would like Rick to share with you, because Sananda stands here with me. And had we started off a little bit differently today, he would have just spoken this. You ones must have your confirmations. And as ones become speakers or receivers for various ones of the hosts, signs, symbols, confirmations are always given. And as you open up into understanding, they become very, very visible. And then they become visible to all eyes. You're not alone. God stands with you constantly. And it doesn't matter what ones out there say about some commander or another. It doesn't change one iota of the truth of it. And I need really just to be silent a moment if Rick would like to take this and explain what he's showing.
Thank you, Commander. I'll pass 2 8.5 by 11 black and white pictures of Sananda around. One is Zita's and one is mine. We got them at the same time from the same source 5 years ago. And you'll notice that the one now has gold leaf throughout it. I'll also pass around a card that we are reproducing, which speaks for itself. So I'll slowly pass around all of these things if you be a little patient.
Sananda is simply a state of being. This bothers a lot of people. Why do you bumble and stumble over names? Well, I'm showing you why you're bumbling and stumbling over names. You are trained so well by what the teachers tell you, and by the restrictions placed on both God and the Holy Bible, that you are not aware any longer of even the possibilities that something may not be correct. Now, we're writing on the Khazarians, Russia, Gog, Magog. This is dangerous material for my ones to handle. It's bad enough to have the CIA after you, or the FBI, or the Mossad.
But friends, when you are writing that which reveals and uncovers the adversary himself, it is very, very dangerous. And they pull you down in any way that they can, preferably to pull you away from your realization of truth. It happens constantly. And ones who believe that they have the capability of withstanding this kind of bombardment and can hold to this image or this idea that is given to you in the more orthodox religious doctrines. I'm not talking about spirituality, I'm talking about religious doctrines that somehow have become, from the teachings of the great teacher who came to show you that there was no death, there is only life, and to remind you of the laws of God, called Christed. And that through the Christed teachings is the only way you're going to make it, brothers. When you dump your responsibility and that burden on the back of a crucified man, you're erring. You cannot save the spirit through the physical. The spirit needs cleansing by the actions of the man in the spiritual truth of goodness. And what is going on in your world, from your fantasy parades in Key West, Florida, where you taunt the very greatest gift God has given to man, and that appropriation, you dirty it, you soil it, and you contaminate it by your allowance of it. And yet, how do you stop it? Obviously, you've gone so far that it's very, very difficult. And many of you say, well, everyone has a right to experience as they choose. Yes, they do. I want to remind you of something, however. You nor they have any right to experience that which damages another. And to have copulating animals on a float with children dressed up like them is wrong. And you are advertising Satan all the way down the street. You are absolutely advertising that you are a tool. Oh, but I don't really believe that. That's make-believe. That is truth. He who wears the sign reveals the truth. I'm sorry about it. Because you've been told that it's okay. Many doctrines will tell you it's okay as long as you lie or fudge just a little bit, as long as you give 10% of whatever you gain through that fudging. To who? Oh, well, to God. Oh. How many of you give to God? I could swear myself that I see it going into the church's coffers for building fund, for the preacher, for whatever. And when you get into the higher ranks of churches, my friends, when you come to the hierarchy structure of, say, the Mormon church or the Catholic church, I believe you must realize that you have one heck of a lot of tithing coming in. And where you have assets, you have evil. I'm not talking about keeping on, keeping on. I am talking about trillions of dollars exchanging hands. I am talking about buying banks and funneling money for arms, for war. I think maybe we would just do better to ask Overly to read a little bit, and then we'll have more basis to make conversation. You're going to have a massive war starting pretty soon. Islam is going to rise up. And you have the massive, massive Mongolian orange or origined people in this war. These are coming down from the Rush or the Rus, or let us put it where it's at, the Rosh. And as we write, the mind goes, you know, 100 miles an hour and says Rosh. Does that have anything to do with Rosh Hashanah? Of course it does. You ones are going to have to face the reality of the origins of those that confront you and those ancestors of whom some of you are, and only then can you come into balance. Now you're getting a massive show of power, but you're going to find that some of the more heinous leaders of what we will call actually a Christian movement are going to come from the darkest of energy forms, a predominant one being Gaddafi. And at some point, just as Nostradamus has revealed to you, if you know how to translate him, he has said that his sons themselves would kill him. And then you will have even greater war. It's a time of revealing all of these things. And yet we sit here today with a monetary collapse over your head. A Christmas surprise, a December surprise. You're going to find that the German money is absolutely identical and is the global currency to that of New Zealand and Australia and some other places. You're going to find that in the military in Germany, for instance, the chits or the little coupons that they have been paying their soldiers so that they could go into the cities and the villages and have an exchange have been exchanged. And all they did was exchange color in that instance. But they certainly did recoup a lot of money. You can still expect gold to go up. I don't even like discussing these subjects because you ones get so hung up on your money and your things. To really pull this off on you, they determined that they had to hold the market, support it some way, and push it up to 3,500 was their goal. At that time, the ones with money will be purchasing gold as their security. Hopefully in exchange for dollars, which will then be exchanged and sorted out, exchanged for this new global currency. It has a metallic strip through it on one side, micro dashes on the other.
bears total code. Anybody touching that paper is coded into a computer. They will know exactly who got it, where it has been, and how many times it has exchanged hands. That is global currency. And you will note that it first has been distributed through the Bank of England. Much of it exchanged through the Royal Bank of Canada, which is, of course, the Bank of England. While you diddle around wondering what this prince or that prince and Lady Diana are doing, they're really putting one over on you. Now, they've laid the groundwork for you so that you can have all the confirmation you can stomach. They've told you that way back in the 1700s, Russia put an incredible amount of gold into the Bank of England. And a few months ago, here they came wagging their little tails and saying, "We want our money." That is now worth trillions of dollars, with the price of gold increase and the interest. Is there actually any at all? It doesn't matter. The bargain was that if they had to get the proper person into office in the United States of America, they would purchase the entire amount of the American United States, that is, debt. Because you see, you're becoming the United States of Socialist Russia of America. A fascist government. Isn't it interesting to note they didn't have to pay it? They still have it to hold over your head. They never had to pay it. You marched right along to the drum. And now you're witnessing all the silly antics of the politicians trying to cover their bases and cover their assets and cover this and cover that and lie some more, steal some more, push some more. Has anybody seen the picture of the house that is going to be given or gifted or loaned for Clinton's California residence? What in the world are they talking about? Well, I'm telling you, it is a palace, isn't it? Now, do you suppose that those business people who own that don't get anything for it? Are you that blind? No. Neither are your brothers, but what can you do about it? Well, you're going to have to do it through ballots, aren't you? Because I can remind you, you can't do it with bullets. And what you're seeing reflected in the night skies are simple beam systems. They're showing you their power, and you're retaliating with yours, and you call it joint venture so that nobody gets suspicious. So why don't you please read? I want to talk about the Japanese incident in Puerto Rico.
I'll try to read with this microphone. Does it seem to be coming back there okay?
Yeah.
I presume you wanted me to start at Nostradamus?
Start wherever we started.
All right.
Everybody will enjoy Nostradamus. It's about Gaddafi.
Okay. Now let us turn to the Nostradamus unfolding of current events. You are walking on eggshells already, and this is not the worst to come. This is just begins to put the players and the timing in place for your consideration. Thank you, DJ, for your continued labor and love. Indeed, Precious, it is the time of publicly sharing, for the hourglass is empty and lay there on its side awaiting the destruction or the turning. Norma, I believe for clarity and to disallow any misperceptions that this information flows like some river of invisible channeling, it will be best to simply reprint excerpts from the original document. There are some personal references, and those will remain private. Quoting, salutations. What I am sending is very difficult for me to write. I recommend Leone, not because he is always right, but for the fact he left the French in original form. I pray that I myself am wrong. In fact, I want to be wrong. As I sent you earlier, there is a method to my madness. Genghis Khan had three sons, among whom he divided up his empire. Now just read on, and I will tie it all together for you. Then she gives the old French quatrain, which I won't even try to read. And then she says, now there could conceivably be two interpretations of this quatrain, and I will give you both of them. The first translation is, religion in the name of the seas to overcome, against the sect of the sons of Luna Gaddafi, Gaddafi, the obstinate wretched sect to fear, two will be wounded by Aleph and Aleph. Second and most correct. Religion in the name of the seas will be overcome. Against the sect of the sons of Muslim Gaddafi, the obstinate wretched sect is to be feared. Two will be wounded by the one, God and America.
I take it this thing's folded.
No, it was fine.
The religion in the name of the seas is Christianity. In French, F-I-L-S, fils, means just that, sons, children of his body, not followers. And yes, Gaddafi...
You have to stay right on the mic.
I think I'm out of power. I think I need to change the battery. Can we... Perhaps you might speak a minute while I do that.
What I really feel like speaking about is the sound equipment. Isn't it amazing how spoiled we get? 3 years we shout and scream at you and Norma can't talk for 4 days, and then we get some toys, and then we get some more sophisticated toys, and now we're back to shouting and screaming. We do need it, though, because as we do meet and realizing that it's a little embarrassing, especially for ones who come for the first time, because we don't have any kind of organization. We have jobs to do, and then we meet when we can for some mutual support and some instructions and some sharing and some planning. And I know that ones want to come and have some religious experience. Isn't that what you're supposed to get out of all of these other things, all these other groups? And I have nothing to offer you but total spirituality and a relationship with God, and you're responsible for it. So sometimes it's very, very disappointing, and many ones we only see once, very briefly. Nothing's asked of anyone except to please clear the space when they come in, because all ones bring the dark adversary with them into a room if he can hitch a ride. Now that does not bother me, because pretty soon they start going. And you have to remember that when they gold. They will always try to take their person with them. Now that's just part of it. So hold that in your hearts when you come here. Everyone is welcome. But you have to understand that we don't catch up even on spirituality. We have to discuss what's at point and what's at issue. And then as we draw a meeting to a close, we try to have some questions and some time to discuss possibilities. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so. I'll rewind a second here and start again with this paragraph. The religion in the name of the seas is Christianity. In French, F-I-L-S, fils, means just that, sons, children of his body, not followers.
And yes, Gaddafi does have sons. He keeps his family well hidden, even from...
Right into the microphone, please.
Well, I'm right into the microphone. I don't know the answer.
Thank you, Commander. We'll use this other microphone. And yes, Gaddafi does have sons. He keeps his family well hidden, even from the CIA. And he has reason for revenge, the murder of his little daughter. Most Americans do not understand even the reasons behind what is called a fedayeen, literally translates to sacrificers. There is no greater honor in Islamic religion than to die for or in the name of Allah. Gaddafi, if it is any consolation prize, will be done in by his own sons, hoisted by his own petard, so to speak. His surname means, quote, the vomiter of blood. His hands and monies financed the assassination of Anwar Sadat for signing a peace treaty with Israel, the assassination of Lord Mountbatten by the Irish Republic Army, who assassinated Lord Guinness for offering a reward for terrorists. He and Yasser Arafat are big-time buddies, witnessed the rescue of Gaddafi, did of him only recently. His hand supplies monies to Noriega in Panama, but Gaddafi is not the stooge that the press makes of him. He is intelligent and dangerous. Libya owns land in Brazil. There are over 11,000 Libyan students in the USA. Many majored in nuclear physics. Israel left open a back door when they procured the necessary plutonium from a West Germany nuclear plant, and Libya quickly acquired 44 pounds of weapons-grade plutonium. It is all given in a program called Terror Incorporated on the Discovery Channel. When Iraq invaded Kuwait, which just happened to have Abdu Nidal and his sleazeballs there, they ran to Libya. Shooting cripples in wheelchairs is nothing to what they can and will do. One of the best documented pieces of work ever done, called The Libyan Revolution, outlines all the moves made. It cost one of the authors, Ruth Jones, her life. Gaddafi had her assassinated for writing the book. As for nuclear weapons, if I have interpreted Michelle accurately, the initial attack will not come over the DEW or the Dew Line. They don't need to. You can now put a nuclear warhead in a suitcase built right here in this country and set a time lock on it. It is the work of children. Perhaps you have all forgotten the Manhattan Project. How many know that American mercenaries are making their fortunes in Libya, teaching them special forces ways? Libya also sent men to East Germany's Nazi training camp to further their studies. When the Berlin Wall came down, they all disappeared. Three guesses where they went, and the first two do not count. When Bush was the head of the CIA, he referred to Gaddafi as, quote, a cancer that needs to be cut out. Now, obviously, their surgery was not very successful, was it? As you might have noticed, Gaddafi has been keeping a very low profile since 1887. That will only last for another 2 years. He is quietly stocking up an arsenal that will bring the world as we know it to its knees. Do you know that the holy Muslim month of Ramadan is June, or that July 4th, 1999 falls on a Sunday? How bitter the gall to be nuked on the 4th, don't you think? It is merely a compilation of data with correlation to the scriptures and the computations of Michel Nostradamus. Could he do it? Yes, sure he could. We were not too worried about Hitler either, remember? He was just a frustrated artist and ne'er-do-well. Nothing to worry about, a fanatic, a fruitcake overfilled. No, Hitler was no one to worry about. And I will give you this from the Epistle to King Henry II of France by Michel, titled Epistle to King Henry, paragraph 34, quote, "And a new incursion will be made by the maritime shores, wishing to deliver the Sierra Morena from the first Mahometan recapture. Their assaults will not all be in vain, and the place which was once the abode of Abraham will be assaulted by persons who hold the Jovellus in veneration. And the city of Achim will be surrounded and assailed on all sides by a most powerful force of warriors. Their maritime forces will be weakened by the Westerners, and great desolation will fall upon this realm. Its great cities will be depopulated, and those who enter within will fall under the vengeance of God. Achim, this is Mecca, phonetically spelled and backwards. You will remember Abraham, father of those of Islam. And why would Saudi Arabia be attacked? It was Mecca. This is a holy Islamic city. West of Mecca is not Israel, but Egypt. And then west of Egypt is, of course, Libya. But first Libya will take Egypt. Egypt is rather like reformed Islamics. They are not orthodox, which gets those orthodox Islams very, very upset. And they do not force women to wear face veils and cover themselves wrist to ankles. Saudi Arabia is not so strict either, and for them to have charge of the holy city of Mecca is enough fuel for the flames. And they are flames that Gaddafi will fan and fan well. He has gone from a handsome young colonel to the ugly physiognomy of which Nostradamus spoke, dark, as in dusky skin tones. Everywhere in the Middle East, Gaddafi has his hands in the troublemaking, like the executions of Palestinians, who indeed do want peace. You must understand the dynamics of jihad, a holy war, that Muhammad called for against those of Israel and the Christians. And Isu Emmanuel is revered as a prophet to them. Muhammad once said, "Do not harm either Christian or Hebrew, for I will be there to accuse you on Judgment Day." Well, he sort of changed his mind when he was ridiculed, and the crusaders of old were butchers. No other word for it, they prayed on their knees with their sword points down, the handles as a cross, then spilled billions of gallons of blood in the name of the Christ child, the missed point being that this was all a very long time ago. And Christian, Islamic, Hebrew, infidel, and pagan will all be pulled into this mess by the few. And the many will die, and horribly too, and your religion won't matter. If you are not for what they want, then you are against them. I give you fair warning that the gods of Hannibal are to be reborn. They were crocodilian. Now, where in the world do crocodiles come from? I mean, besides down under. The Nile, of course, and that is a literal wording. Human sacrifice was all the rage of Hannibal's time. The Phoenicians were savage and took torture to a height few realize. Even in the time of Emmanuel, a prisoner of war had his eye put out, such as Saul had. He only had one eye. These were the ways of the time.
Maybe I'll read that.
I didn't.
It isn't so hard to blind a man, is it? With only one with the laser light.
These were the ways of the times. Physical pain gets people's attention real quick. By studying history, one learns all the cute little tricks of the trade used then. I mention these things for people to begin to have a sense of what will happen when this comes to pass. Most have never even seen a dead body. Our society has euthanized all of it, let alone ever seen a beheading or someone being fed alive to crocodiles. As for children being devoured by animals, in the state in which I live, we've had abandoned dogs form packs and kill several children. Now what about all our zoos? A Bengal tiger weighs in at about 475 pounds. It's Winchester time. Repeating, thank you. They eat about 60 pounds of raw meat a day. This is only one example of carnivores in our zoos, not to mention deadly snakes not found naturally in this country, or any of the rest. What do any of you think dogs gone feral are going to do? Open a can of Alfa? No. The hand that fed is indeed going to be feeding them, just with a bit of macabre twist to it. I started out to prove this all wrong, a hoax and pish-tosh. Ain't it just the biggest bunch of BS? Only it didn't turn out that way. The more facts I uncovered, the creepier it got, and it continues to get more creepy. After Watergate, Irangate, the Iraq scandal, all the rest, can anyone honestly think that the heads of our government really care about America and much less its citizens? Just why was the representative shut up as soon as she blew the whistle on FEMA for $30 billion annually for bomb shelters? Bomb shelters? For whom? And why did the stealth fighter jump from $247 million to $2.3 billion? That's a 1,600% increase. And then to $5.2 billion in 2 months? That's a difference of $5 billion difference. Now, can anyone really believe these figures? It is money being embezzled to save the assets of the top brass, who, by the way, are your enemies. Has anyone heard of FEMA's response to this? Because there was not one. How do I know about the increase? I wrote my senator and asked him what the devil was going on. Funny thing is, though, neither state senator responded to the inquiry regarding FEMA and the bomb shelters. Salut.
Go on. We'll get our part of information and then we'll pick it.
This is the reading from Saturday, November the 14th, this very morning. Blessed children, how my very soul goes out to you as you come into awakening. Dharma, hold strong and stay the course. When a cup holds bitterness, it must be empty before the clean and perfect wine can replace it. Thy wine awaits but the cleansing of the vessel, and that means that we must see the journey through in God's will. For suicide is for the quitter, not the soldier in God's army. Remember that the cute term suiciding by another is called murder. We ask that no one give any reason for another to commit suiciding upon any of you or any of our people. They must be seen for that which they are, and for those who serve, realize for whom they are required to do their dastardly deeds. I ask that the tapes from the phone lines, the 800 number messages, be recorded onto print each day.